Good morning. It's 8:40 a.m. on Friday, October the 18th, 2019. I'm just a couple hours away from hitting the road, going down to Denver, kicking off the Mile High 51. It'll be good to get out and about and break up the rut a little bit so that I can come back fresh and really begin to dig into some production. So, I don't know, what am I going to talk about today? For the words, maybe. I had a couple questions, actually. Steve asked me, and then somebody else asked me, too. It's like, oh, how does this work? What does this do? What is this game? It's silly. It's crazy. And yet, again, yesterday, I was like, okay, I've got to sit down. I've got to do my 444 words. So it's only a few minutes. I can find a few minutes to do these. And then the next thing you know, you're 1,000 words down the page. It's like, okay, rock on. So how does it work? Well, you log in, you create an avatar. They're kind of cartoony. You're given a quest right off the bat, and your quest is to fight some monsters. I think you have to fight 4 Wignows. And every monster comes with a word count and a time limit. So if I'm messing it up, don't. Pretty sure Wignows are 250 words and the time limit is like 20 minutes. So you put a couple of Wignows on your battle list and you go over to the writing side and open the file you want to write in. Start the battle and then start writing. There's a little button for start the battle on the page. And they start writing. And so for me, I had a file that was the story. It was a scene that I needed to write to fill into Scrivener. And pressed the button, started writing, and about 250 words later, I get a little pop-up on my screen saying, congratulations, you've beaten the wig now. You've collected this stuff. And I don't remember what it drops. Leaves, dust, stuff. And of course the clock started running immediately for the next wig now because I put 2 on the list. So I keep typing and I keep writing. And a few minutes later, pop up on the screen comes and I've defeated my second one. Okay, well I have to do 2 more. So I stopped writing and got sidetracked. Came back and eventually sat back down and loaded 2 more Wignows and did the same thing. And congratulations, you've finished your first quest. And you go look at your inventory to see what you collected, and you go look at the quest book to see what's the next quest, what's the next thing you're supposed to do, and just rinse, repeat. And if you're in the mood for writing 500 words, you pick a 500 word monster, or you pick 2 250 word monsters. I think in the beginning there are some, I know there's some 100-word monsters. I think there might be 50-word monsters. So you can toss 50-word monsters in there, put a half dozen of them in, and off you go. And the cheaper monsters don't drop as much good stuff, so you need that stuff later on. Well, good morning. Nice hat. You're going to need it going forward, aren't you? Oh, it's the lady with her little Scotty dog. She has a pom-pom knit cap. It's quite fetching. I wasn't sure that was her. I thought it was, but can't see her hair because it's under the knit cap. So you just, it's like rinse and repeat. You know, let's pick up the monsters you want and see what you need for your next quest. What did I have to do? I had to make something. But I didn't know what I needed to make it. When I found, eventually I stumbled on enough of it to be able to see I needed, okay, I need 8 more pieces of dust. I need 3 more essences. So I had to go find monsters that dropped essences. And eventually I got all the pieces that I need to deliver the quest. So I went to the quest side and delivered the quest and got another quest. And that's it. It's the same kind of grindy RPG game that you would expect if you're familiar with grindy RPG games. You have to do some battles, you have to collect some stuff, you have to craft some items. And you have to do it again and again and again and again and again. Which is really what really writing is about. So that's how it works. That's the mechanic of it. It's kind of cartoony, it's kind of whimsical. I realized last night that after 4 days I've written more words using this tool than I have using my normal tools, like in the last, well, I was going to say in the last month, but I think only really in the last 2 weeks. So it's kind of, it's really interesting. It's an interesting application of gamification, of scaffolding. It's fascinating is what it is. And I'm admiring it at a metacognitive level, at a meta level, I'm admiring it as, okay, these people took the process of writing and managed to respect that process, give it enough variability that people at all kinds of levels can do it, and to accommodate the kind of psychological and physical feedback in terms of giving you a lot of little successes, and then a big success, and then a new challenge, and to do it in a way that's fun and engaging without being too silly. There's parts of it that are like, okay, fine. But it works for me. So I'm really pretty pleased. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Athletic t-shirt guy. Needless to say, he is not wearing an athletic, well, he may be underneath his warm-up suit, but let's just say he's wearing more than an athletic t-shirt today. It is a nice morning. It's not pretty. There's a lot of gray clouds around. There's a lot of clouds around all over the place. There's a lot of gray clouds. There's still some patches of blue here and there. It is breezy. There's a lot of sort of variable winds floating about. Coming up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. Okay. How often do I say monk post? Okay. So I ran out of Mrs. Maisel last night and started The Expanse on Prime. Because everybody says, oh, you have to watch The Expanse, you have to watch The Expanse. Yeah. It's like, okay. And it's, I only got like, about 20 minutes into the first episode of the first season of The Expanse. And my initial kind of reaction to it is, oh, how original. A gritty future space where companies abuse their workers. It's really the kind of future space that I write against to kind of suppose that there might be an alternate vision of what the future might be about that isn't rampant exploitation and dirt. Good morning. But we'll give it a go. We'll give it a go. Let's see how it works out. Part of my objection, and I was thinking about this as I was watching the episode last night, and I was like, okay, why does this irk me so much? And one of the parts that irks me is that level of dirt in a closed environment is going to create all kinds of mechanical problems. So why would they allow it to happen? It's not logical to me. I get that it's a kind of a trope, the gritty vision of the future, but still. Good morning. Oh, he wanted to come say hi to me, that dog. It's the lady who frowns. So, I don't know. We'll watch it for a while. We'll see how it works out. I won't watch it for the next couple of days because I'll be on the road. I won't be back until Sunday night. So, you probably won't hear from me. Well, I pretty much guarantee you won't hear from me until at least Monday. I'll be out on Monday morning, assuming I don't come down with a crud or something. Get confined to my bed. Oh, yeah. And I'm still in the last book of this wandering engineer guy. It seems a little bit better. The cover's still a little bit weird, but the actual production values of the text seem to be a little better. Either that, or I'm just getting blind to it. So I don't notice it anymore. I picked up a bunch of new works in the last couple, 3 days. There's a new board member who joined the CIFWA board in the last couple of weeks, and I looked him up when he came on board, and he's got a lot of short stories. I thought, okay, well, he's a short story writer, and I completely missed the fact that he has two novels out, and they're lit RPG. So I looked at them yesterday, and I said, that looks pretty cool. I'll let you know how it goes. His name is Beamon, B-E-A-M-O-N. James Beamon. They look pretty good. I'll let you know. I'll probably be into them by the time I get back on Monday. Here's another one of the new authors coming along who's done everything right and can't seem to find traction. So we'll see if we can't. See if there's anything I can do to help him find some traction. Oh, this is going to be nasty. The sprinklers are on in the park, and the wind is blowing the water off the park into the street and onto me. Yuck. Getting soaked. There we go. Okay. So I got about half the bag packed. I'm almost ready to go. I have to go to the grocery store. I went yesterday, day before, forgot or didn't realize we needed cat food. So I gotta go get some cat food before I leave town. We got plenty of food for the fam while I'm absent, but I do need to feed the cats. And so here I am at the back gate, a little winded, a little breathless, but the point where I say tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you Monday.